702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Catch up now with news from elsewhere in the world. Adam Gilchrist, let's start with Russia versus Ukraine. There is now a prisoner exchange, and some of those that have been released had been threatened with execution by Russia.
Yes, absolutely. Those accused of being mercenaries by Russian-backed rebels. It's been quite a 24 hours, hasn't it, in the whole scheme of things, given the tub-thumping speech given by Vladimir Putin threatening the use of nuclear weapons, albeit he didn't use the word nuclear, but we know what he meant, the mobilization of 300 Russian reservists, and then the prisoner exchange. Interestingly, a prisoner exchange brokered by the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, who may have been uninvited to the Queen's funeral, but appears to have got at least five Brits out of eastern Ukraine, along with five other nationalities, and 200-plus Ukrainian soldiers. It's a big deal. 200 Ukrainians in exchange for 55 Russian soldiers. That sort of changes things. It's all a little bit sort of give with one hand, take with the other, isn't it, as far as the Russians are going at the moment? And indeed, the mobilization has now sparked protests in Russia. In 30 cities, there have been marked protests and inevitably, I'm afraid to report, 1,400 arrests.
Let's move on now. Donald Trump, not a good day for him, I'm afraid, yesterday, facing more allegations, this time fraud.
I'm sure he says they're trumped up. But yeah, Donald Trump and three of his children hit by a fraud lawsuit. This is after a New York investigation into the family business, the Trump Organization, who are accused of committing numerous acts of fraud between 2011 and 2021. I don't quite get entirely why this has sort of gone round the houses and now finally has ended up with the New York Attorney General asking a court to bar Donald Trump and his children from serving as officers or directors of any New York businesses. It's a little bit sort of round the houses, isn't it? The Trump Organization, in a blank statement, has denied any wrongdoing. What they're accused of is misstating the value of real estate in order to get banks to lend them more money on more favorable terms. So there would be certainly a fraudulent claim there. I mean, possibly we're talking loans and deals worth billions of dollars, certainly hundreds of millions of dollars. Of course, innocent until proven guilty, and nothing's proven yet. Trumped up political motivation, I'm sure Donald Trump will mention that. Or is it a case of no smoke without fire? Take your pick.
I love what he said to Sean Hannity the other day about declassifying documents. You just think about it and they're declassified. All right, your final story. King Charles promising a leaner monarchy. I think a lot of people will support this.
Yeah, I think you're right, especially given, you know, the cost of living crisis that the whole world is going through. The idea of spending less money, generally, thumbs up for that, even if some of it, of course, comes from his own coffers. But in particular, looking ahead to the coronation of King Charles, a so-called Operation Golden Orb. I don't know why everything has to be an operation in this day and age, but apparently that's what it's called. Op Golden Orb, which will take place, well, I haven't said exactly, but the thought is next year. And I'm thinking he will avoid the Queen's birthday month of April and probably avoid the coronation month of the Queen in June. So I'm thinking it'll be King Charles in May. And that coronation he's talking about, he's saying it'll be shorter, less expensive. There'll still be pomp and majesty. But for instance, there will also be a multi-faith congregation. King Charles may automatically be head of the Anglican Church, but he's absolutely nodding in the direction of, well, not everyone is Christian, for goodness sake. A slimmed down, more efficient, more energy conscious royal family is what King Charles has talked about as they go about their business. Harry and Meghan, no private planes. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I suppose one thing he might solve is that problem we always have about who are those royals, the ones we just don't know, and what it is they do. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for today's Worldview.